This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. There is now a budget, and it's the first time we've spoken with SIU's president since that's happened. Dr. Randy Dunn is in studio. Dr. Dunn, a budget.
A budget. We celebrate.
Who would have thought 2 years ago, and you and I have talked about this, that you would be celebrating a 10 to 15% cut higher education?
That's right. Which is one of the challenges of going through these budget retrenchments. We get some big target and we dodge that bullet and still end up taking a hit, but we celebrate the fact that it wasn't as bad as it could have been, which is an irony, I suppose. But as I said, after the budget was enacted, while no one celebrates a 10% hit, it is something that we can make work. It's something that's obviously predictable. It creates sustainability for SIU, and the challenge that we had through really the entirety of the budget impasse was that it just freezes everything. There's no planning gets done. Nothing moves, not being sure because of cash flow what's going to happen the next day or the next week. So the fact that that unfreezing has taken place and we can now build some plans and implement from that, given the numbers that we have from the state, is something that's good, and the train chugs back out of the station at this point.
Well, speaking of the unfreezing and the planning that's being done,
I'm mixing a bunch of analogies, wasn't I?
A little bit. When you talk about retrenchment and the things that have gone on over the last couple of years, SIU Carbondale now has a financial sustainability plan.
Yes.
It's a bit controversial. You're talking about some reorganization, mm-hmm. perhaps some elimination.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thought process there?
Well, you know, initially there had been a directive to the campus from me to look at reductions in operations totaling about $30 million or so. And that was predicated on the fact that we might not see a state budget at all as we came through this summer and into early fall. So work had taken place for that purpose on the campus through the spring and into the early summer. With the passage of the budget, I know that there was speculation that financial sustainability plan might not have to be implemented, that it might disappear. And after some discussion with staff on the campus, discussion with our board, the clear decision was that we needed to continue on with that process. We did pull down the amount. In fact, given the fact that the budget was passed at the state level and we knew what we'd be working with there, that gave us a bit of breathing room. Although I might add that the early development of the financial sustainability plan did anticipate there would be some level of state money. We just didn't know what it would be for sure. But we did get a bit of breathing room out of that. It was also the case that the Carbondale campus was very successful in holding down expenses, particularly through the last quarter of the fiscal year. And everyone, of course, pitched in on that effort and sacrificed in terms of the ongoing operations and support of the units on campus. And that actually provided about $3 million in additional savings that we really didn't think we'd get. So we were able to pull down on that amount and look at a sustainability plan now that's in the ballpark of about $25, $26 million. About $10 million of that is basically done on the basis of swept lines, positions within the budget that either have essentially gone off budget, they haven't been filled so long, or have been sitting vacant for some period of time without success in getting them filled. And essentially kind of sweeping those positions in centrally with the understanding that as we get closer to the start of school, there may be some need to give some of those positions back. But essentially we said, we'll go ahead, pull everything in centrally, and then as campus departments, programs maybe need, and so obviously I'm talking particularly on the faculty side, as personnel need to be put back to keep operations ongoing, we can certainly do that. So that's a big chunk of that overall sustainability plan. But as we were in discussion with the board, I think some things were quite apparent. One of which is that we still did have this 10% cut of state support that we had to accommodate. We have to pay back from the Carbondale campus close to $90 million in unrestricted reserves that were utilized to keep campus operations going in a fairly normal manner. I know it doesn't seem that way to many folks here at the campus, but to keep things going over these past couple of years, we've got to start paying that back, and that's going to be done over a seven-year plan. We've talked, Jennifer, about the fact that employees at SIU haven't seen any sort of pay adjustment. It becomes very difficult to stay competitive on salaries, having gone on this campus now for many years without any acknowledgement of that. There's going to need to be some strategic investment in the campus. One of the things that new SIUC Chancellor, Carl Montemagno, has talked about is really moving forth with a bold vision for the campus. He's going to need some ability to make investments around that. And we also know we're going to end up probably getting some additional shifts in costs to us from the state for both pensions and employee health care. And a little bit of that has already started with some pension shifts. So all of these, and by the way, we continue to work very hard on enrollment, which continues to be a challenge, and we keep chipping away at that. But all of these things have caused us to say we probably better go ahead, do what we can to continue to get costs under control so that we're able to accommodate these other factors. But getting past this budget crisis at the state level has been a big thing, and again, kind of allows everyone a chance to regroup given the numbers we're working with and move on.
Certainly a complicated process, one we'll continue to talk about as it unfolds.
Absolutely.
Dr. Randy Dunn is president of Southern Illinois University. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming
in.
This is WSIU in Focus. You're listening to Morning Edition right here on your NPR station.